614, 1320 WILS. Well, the University of Michigan announcing that if you come from a family with earning less than $65,000 a year, you get to go to college for absolutely free. How are they pulling it off? And is this something we might see at Michigan State University at some point? Bill Moses is with us. He's the managing director of the Kresge Foundation's education program. Bill, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, great to be here.
Yeah, and what? How did do you know what was the process? How did the U of M come to this decision?
Well, from what I understand, they had been thinking about this for some time, but just sort of brought it up for the board to decide. Mm-hmm. And it's not quite free. It's actually free tuition, which is about $14,000, $15,000 a year for people under $65,000 a year in income. Okay. So it doesn't cover those living costs, room and board, books and supplies, and other costs.
I see. And what is any other university in Michigan doing anything close to this?
Not that I know of. Now, a lot of universities do what's called net pricing, and they reduce the price based on your income profile. And the idea is that the people who can most pay, they want to have paid the most, and the people who pay the least, they'd like to pay, that they think are good students and good prospects, they would want to pay the least. Mm-hmm. The challenge is, though, is that a family says, you know, a kid comes home and says, well, I hear that Michigan costs about $30,000 a year. And for a lot of families, that's pretty shocking. I have a 17-year-old, 18-year-old senior who's going to MSU next fall. Mm-hmm. And she, we sat in an information session and when at a college, when they said how much it was going to cost, there were a lot of gasps in the room. And I think that hearing that the cost is free will make a lot of people think, well, maybe my kid can go to college, or maybe I can go to college at the University of Michigan.
Were you one of the ones gasping? Or?
I've been trying. I've been saving a lot of money. But I think what it goes to is you know, University of Michigan costs about $30,000 in state, $45,000. That's with everything.
Okay.
$45,000 if you're out of state for everything, room and board, tuition, all that. But you can go to some of the elite privates, and it's going to cost $65,000,
$68,000. And MSU, what's that costing nowadays, MSU?
I think I haven't seen a bill yet, but I think it costs about $29,000, just about the same price as the University of Michigan.
Bill Moses with us, managing director of the Kresge Foundation's education program. I guess, Bill, the question is, what about just reducing tuition across the board for everyone so it's more affordable across the board, rather than, you know, making special deals like this?
Well, that is a question for a lot of people, because when you have this net pricing, you have this sticker price, say $28,000, $29,000, and some people can afford that, other people can't. Mm-hmm. And what it tends to do is by being able to charge a little bit more from more affluent students, the idea is you can extract more money. You know, because the other idea to sort of keep costs down relatively is to bring income from other sources.
Right.
One of the ways you do that is by attracting lots of students who aren't in state. That might be students from Ohio or California or from China or from
and have them pay,
you know, England.
A lot, and they pay quite a lot more, right? You said, what, 40? Is it 45,000?
Yeah, something about that.
So,
and the other thing is that, go ahead.
Well, I guess I'm curious then. So when you see the university doing a deal like this, I mean, are they just flush with money? Is that what's happening here?
Well, I think one of the issues is that they do have a large endowment. So I think it's about $10 billion, which is one of the largest in the country. But I think one of the issues is probably that they know that they are reducing tuition for a lot of the students at the lower end of the income scale, but those students may not even be applying to University of Michigan because they and their families think there's no way they could ever afford it. So that may be it. They also are competing with universities across the country that are doing similar things. I think Yale has will say that they will cover costs for any family with an income under $120,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So the idea is that if you want to get those top students, wherever they come from and no matter how low income they may be, you've got to make sure that that's attractive. And free, as you started off with the story, that's a great appeal. Right. That people will take a second look if they think they can go to college for free.
But it really, as you said, it's not free. They still, it's only, what, 14, 15 grand for the tuition. And so, I mean, does that still make it cost prohibitive for people coming from these families making less than $65,000?
I think it makes it tough, but I think the other side of this is that there may be other scholarships and financial aid available. Of course, there always are loans. And if you do the math, if about half the cost covered by the university, mm-hmm. that means that you would end up probably owing something around $55,000 by the time you left if you only took tuition and had to borrow for everything else.
Oh, I mean, that still sounds like a big hole. Yeah.
Pretty high.
Yeah. Anyway, you cut it, it's a lot of money. But one more thing, does MSU have any similar program of reducing costs for low-income students?
Well, again, they would probably do the net pricing where they take a look at the FAFSA information that a family would complete, and they would say, well, this student's profile, there's the federal aid, like the Pell Grant, maybe some loans, and then they would also take a look at that and say, well, we have certain financial aid available for low-income students, but they don't have this free tuition.
Now, one last thing. Does the university in any way find out the family's income before they accept a student?
That's an interesting question because that comes up fairly often, and the FAFSA has just changed. Before, you would apply and you wouldn't necessarily know what the student's income was. The FAFSA is now available to be completed in October, mm-hmm. but I don't think. Well, I don't know. They may know that at this point as of this year.
No, what did you call
they
that?
Also know proxies.
Now, what did you call that? I wasn't clear.
The FAFSA. This is a federal financial aid form that you can complete. It used to be available in January of your senior year, and now it's available to complete in October.
Okay.
But, you know, there's a proxy, which is zip code. And generally speaking, if you come from a zip code that's known to be affluent or a high school that tends to serve more affluent students or low-income students, you know roughly what you might be looking at if you're an admissions officer.
The university says they're not going to limit the program, but is that realistic? Do you think in reality they will be making sure there aren't too many? Are you still there? You know what?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, let's leave it there. We're just unfortunately out of time. Bill Moses, Managing Director at the Kresge Foundation's Education Program, right here on 1320 WILS. Bill, great for your insight. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep. Enjoy
the Goodbye. Season.